This episode of the New Christendom Daily is taken from a live radio broadcast. There's no scripts. There's no do-overs. There's no cuts. It's just from a live radio show done by a guy with a microphone and a set of earbuds and a radio show who pours his heart, his mind, and his body and soul into one thing, bringing about the New Christendom Daily. So I've been going to the off-dash Guardian a lot lately. Something is happening out there, and I believe that the Democrat Party is about to go one step beyond where they went 3 years ago. So 3 years ago, about this time, and you can hear this every day in the Crusade Chronicles, here on the Crusade Channel, my show reruns from noon to 3 from 3 years ago, every day. If you're listening to the Crusade Channel COVID Chronicles, then you are hearing what they were doing to us and how they stole the presidency from Don John of Mar-a-Lago. And if you're hearing that, then because it is a who's who and how did they do it. The Democrat Party, in order to pull that off, had to actually, and to get rid of Trump, had to actually pull the trigger on something that they may have been saving for 2025 or some date not so certain in the near future. Maybe it was for this year. And that was they had to launch the Event 201 Corona Doom. They had to find a way to get rid of President Trump. And so they had been sitting on this, the mother of all conspiracies, and they decided to launch it. Everyone needs to remember what was happening in 2020. It wasn't just the people of the United States that were corona doomed. The planet was corona doomed. The only places where the corona doom didn't have an impact were the countries in Africa and in South America, where they don't have the internet. If you had internet and broadband, you got corona doomed. It's as simple as that. So if you did not have robust internet and broadband, you probably didn't get corona doomed because it wouldn't work. You had to have broadband in order to get corona doomed, corona hoaxed. Now, I don't think the plan was completely ready because it wasn't a complete success. And there was enough of a revolt and pushback so that there has been some kind of a return. I don't want to say to normalcy because it's not normal, but there has been some kind of a return or return back towards what you would think would be normalcy. But folks, ladies and gentlemen, with what Big Dick Durbin did on the floor of the Senate yesterday, and with what we have all been seeing with our eyes, how can anyone not come to the conclusion? Now, look, they should leave all Alex Jones-isms out of this. We're going to leave Jones completely out of this.
I don't like them putting chemicals in the water that turn the freaking frogs gay. Do you understand that? Turn the freaking frogs gay.
We're going to leave Jones out of this. And Jonesers. Let's just deal with the facts of what we can all see with our eyes. And then I'll draw a conclusion and you can draw yours too. What have we seen since February of 2021? From the Biden regime. Well, we've seen an awful lot. We've seen an attempt to force a death serum on 330 million people. The numbers vary, but I believe the estimate is, 110 million people gave in? 1/3 of the population. So you know, if you were to divide that into children and adults, somewhere between 55 and 65% of all adults caved in and did what the regime told them to do, or imply that they must do in order to not die, and that is they got the Franken jab injections, Pfizer, Moderna, or Johnson & Johnson. Most people got the second jab. I say about two-thirds of that number got boosted, and some people are still getting boosted. Again, no one... And still to this day, we don't know the long-term side effect of the Franken jab, of the Pfizer goo. Nobody knows what the spike protein hanging around in your body for years upon years is going to do to people. It's just, it's not known. But here's what we do know. More people are dying every day. More kids are dropping dead like the proverbial flies from myocarditis and other cardiac and cardiovascular events. We do know this. So we know that the Biden regime has no qualms about killing. We know that the Biden regime had no qualms about killing the soon-to-be-born, as it once and has worked across using all manners of coercion and strong-arm tactics, and then just outright funding of the murder of the soon-to-be-born up until the day that they are born. This goes on today. It hasn't stopped. The people of the great state of Ohio were conned into voting on this Proposition 1, Amendment 1, that basically makes day-of-birth abortions legal, and there's nothing anyone can do about it. That's in the state of Ohio. We're not talking about California, Oregon, this isn't, or Connecticut, or Vermont. This is in Ohio this happened. I'm just kind of giving just picking and choosing some of the things that have occurred. The Pelosi Congress had hearings for almost 2 years on this thing called the January 6th insurrection. We learned 2 weeks ago that the Sky Marshals, the Federal Air Marshal Program, is still expending hundreds of millions of dollars a year and having thousands upon thousands of agents follow people around that flew anywhere near the Mordor and the Potomac River Capitol building on January the 6th. We know that the committee, that they had hearings, and that hundreds upon hundreds, if not thousands of people, were ultimately were thrown into federal prisons. We know that hundreds of people have been convicted. We know that hundreds upon hundreds and thousands of lives have been completely and totally devastated and ruined by this prosecution and this persecution. We know the same thing about the ostracization of people who refuse to get the jab, who refuse to wear masks and what have you. We've learned basically, we learned a lot more about the Russia gate and the Russia hoax against the Trump, the President Trump and his family and anyone that worked for him. We've learned basically that the kangaroo court, banana republic government, that is the government of the United States, is capable of waging psychological and financial or fiduciary war against its citizens, and it does it with impunity. Here's what else we've learned. We've all seen this with our own eyes. We have learned that the Biden regime and the deep state regimes, which were responsible for the murder of President Kennedy, and heaven knows how many other thousands upon thousands of assassinations around and atrocities committed on other governments around the world, we know now that they have been systematically arranging for the travel of young men from around the globe so that they arrive somewhere south of our border and then make their way to the U.S.-Mexico border and then are asked to cross, not legally or illegally, but legally, and they are then set up as illegal alien squatters or whatever the hell you wish to call them. And we know that a large proportion of them are young men of fighting age. We can see, we've seen the videos with our own eyes. These are not deep fakes. This is not AI doing this. As a matter of fact, there's a new slew of them that just came out in the last couple days. Where we're now seeing these same immigrants or illegal aliens or an invasion army lining up single file now in columns that you can measure in tens of miles long. We see Border Patrol agents who look like drill sergeants dressed in fatigues. We see them walking and marching down the line, barking orders out. We see the young men of military fighting age that aren't Americans. Heaven knows, God knows where they're from. Standing there, some of them almost at attention with their hands behind their back, like they've been given the at ease from a military commanding officer. Sure as hell looks like they're in some sort of a boot camp to me. Then we get this. Play digital media file number 9. We're going to break protocol and give you a digital media file in the first segment.
Totally caught me off guard.
Then we get this on the floor of the United States Senate yesterday. Now it all starts to come together. Now we have an idea of what their plan is.
There is also an incredible demand for legal immigration into this country even now. The presiding officer, my colleague from the state of Illinois, has legislation which addresses one aspect of that. Her bill, and I hope I describe it accurately, says that if you're an undocumented person in this country and you can pass the physical and the required test, background test, the like, you can serve in our military, and if you do it honorably, we will make you citizens of the United States. Do we need that? Do you know what the recruiting numbers are at the Army and the Navy and the Air Force? They can't reach their quotas each month. They can't find enough people to join our military forces. And there are those who are undocumented who want the chance to serve and risk their lives for this country.
Lie.
Should we give them the chance? I think we should.
Okay.
So many lies in that one.
So many. Well, he's a liar.
Seconds.
That man is one of the most sinister forces in the history of the human race. And he has been. Dick Durbin of Illinois. Pure, unmitigated evil emanates out of that fake Catholic's mouth. What did you just hear? Well, gee, we have all these wonderful people that are just, they're such patriots and they love America so much that they snuck in here in contravention of all of our laws and I'll just want to be given the chance to love us a little bit more. And to show us their love by laying their life down. So they want to be loyal and they want to defend the United States of America. They didn't want to defend the country that they lived in. They weren't willing to die for the country that they freaking lived in and that they were born of. And you're trying to convince me that they want to come here so they can lay their life down for the faggot GI Army? Oh, and by the way, how did all the recruiting numbers get so depressed?
Mandatory
vaccination, mandatory. Now you got to learn to be a sodomite and a homo. You got to bunk up with lesbians. Senior officer corps, men that honorably serve, telling their sons, don't you dare join that army. It's almost like this happened intentionally.
Real men that want to sign up to fight for their country don't want to be given orders to by a man wearing a dress.
No, Maggie, they came all the way from North Korea to get here so they could take orders from men who wear dresses, Maggie. Stop being such bigot. Bigot! You're a bigot. You're just a bigot. You're just a bigot. Don't worry. We got some army for you. How stupid do they think we are?
Obviously.
How stupid do they think you are? Seriously here. It's going to take one day. It'll probably happen today. Something's going to come out. Donald Trump's going to come out on True Social Media. He's going to say just that. The Biden regime wants us to believe that all of these illegal aliens just happened to show up here in an election year. And now they just want to join the army in the military. Do you know what? I think, you know, we've been called white nationalists, white supremacists now for 3 years. We've been told that we are a threat to our democracy. We keep hearing that white nationalists and white supremacist nationalists and MAGA terrorists, that there are cells everywhere wreaking havoc every single day. Watch MSNBC's Morning Ho, for an example. These people actually say that the assaults are happening every day. Well, gee, it may be a stretch to get the Army of the United States, comprised of U.S. citizens, to be trained in warfare and then to turn their weapons on actual American citizens and start killing us. Wouldn't be that much of a stretch, though, for a Chinese nationalist to do it, would it? He doesn't have any allegiance to me or to you. Doesn't know you. He's not a citizen. He just wants a chance to show his loyalty and love. By what? Being trained and then being used to shoot at you and me. To some people, this may sound like knee-jerk, reactionary, crazy insanity. This is the stupid and the silly season. Practically thinking, think about it. How are they going to mobilize an army in a U.S. Army uniform, and how are they going to get that army to do what they needed to do, which is kill actual American citizens? Well, one surefire way to do it is to make the army comprised of not American citizens. Problem solved. Those people over there, they want to deny you your citizenship, they will be told. Am I crazy? Is that a nutty theory? Or is that what our eyes and ears are actually seeing? And now Durbin just wants to let the cat gently out the bag. Now you're going to, now watch the cacophonous roar that's going to come behind us. Yeah, they just want to be, they want to be part of us. We don't want them to be part of us. We've been calling it an invasion force, and now look. All of a sudden, a bill appears on the floor of the Senate to make the illegal invasion force a legal invasion force and to give them weapons. What in the hell is going on here?